right, Chase Geyser takes over in T-minus 5 minutes, and then in 1 hour, Owen takes over the war room. The enemy, the globalists, have done a lot to shut this show down. This isn't Netflix. It's not Marvel Comics. This isn't Endgame. It's the Endgame I made. They admit they based Endgame on the plan to exterminate everybody. 35 million people dead. I didn't even get to all the COVID news. We've been hit. We're in a war. And we're not victims. We have to admit we're in a war. I'm like, oh, I'm a victim of the biological attack and the New World Order. I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But you've got to admit you're under attack. And so if we had some benefactor, it would take about $30 million a year to run this operation with all the attacks and things that are going on. That's nothing with inflation. Sounds like a big number, people. It's not. I would not have one ad on here. We have our radio stations. They get their ads. I've got to pay things. I got to do it. I got to go through it. I don't want to sit here and pitch you stuff all day long. I got news to cover. But if I got to sell stuff, I'm going to sell you stuff you like and stuff you love. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage those of you that sit on the fence while the New World Order burns down our planet. I'm not mad at the 99% of you that never bought a damn thing at InfoWarsStore.com or drjonesnaturals.com or any of our sponsors, but you are literally whistling past the graveyard of our civilization, because I don't know we're going to find a show that's had a bigger effect. I mean, Tucker Carlson, maybe? I've influenced Joe Rogan heavily. He's admitted that probably 50 times. And it's not about bragging. I'm just saying I've delivered. I've done what I'm supposed to do. I'm exhausted. I don't have anything to prove. I don't want to be famous or wear tuxedos or be in D.C. or hoity-toity around. I just want to be left alone. But you know what? The New World Order didn't leave me alone. So I'm not leaving them alone. And I am so thankful on the one hand for all of you that have kept us on air, but I'm also not mad at people, but it's like millions and millions an hour tune in. And I say 1% because, you know, that sounds like a small percent. It's like a tenth of a percent. I think it's even lower. Lady called in yesterday. She goes, really, less than 1% of everybody there? Yeah, I should have been honest. I said, I think it's like less than one-tenth of a percent. And I'm not mad at people. It's like, but we've not delivered. We've not had the enemy after us. We've not been right about all this stuff. We've not game changed. Fine, whatever. I'm not even pissed off about it. It's just we're barely hanging on, and we have amazing products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Go to DrJonesNaturals.com. Mark those down and just get the great products that are there. Go get the T-shirt, HoldTheLine.com, the Never Surrender shirt, HoldTheLine.com. And I thank you for your support. But I just wish there was some magic money tree I could go out to and pick money off of, and then we could just do this show and pay the satellite uplinks and the bandwidth costs and everything else. People say, why don't you get rid of band.video? It costs hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. We could be taking off X any minute. We didn't build that to have hundreds of contributors to get rid of it. We're in a war, and I'm not God. I'm far from it. So I don't make all the right decisions, but we've been guided by God. We've made a lot of the right decisions, but we need your word of mouth. We need your prayer, and we need your financial support at drjonesnaturals.com, infowarsstore.com, and all the sponsors. And they're all amazing. The best T-shirts, the best films, the best books, the best water filtration, air filtration, storable food, best deals. I could sit here. I got gold sponsors that are ready to spend $2 million a month. Instead, we'll take a few hundred thousand a month from a real sponsor that doesn't gouge you. No, I could make my problems could all be solved right now if I just screwed people. But I don't want to be screwed, so I don't do it. I understand what comes around goes around. Plus, I already know that metaphysical rule I learned later in life. I already treat people like I want to be treated. So I say our turmeric's the best. It's the best. It's there. InfoWarsStore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com. And I don't want to sit here and belabor this all day. I'm just telling you, thank you for your support, those that did. The 500 knives, collectors, breacher, super fancy knife, almost sold out. That's great. I want to thank you that got that. And it's every day we just continue to try to get the news out, get the viral videos out, battle the globalists, rally the people against tyranny. But we can't do it without you. So for all of you that supported us and the crew and everybody else, we salute you and we thank you. For those of you on the fence, please help us. We're fighting for our whole future. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
You asked about the assassination. My thoughts are as follows. I think there's going to be a series of black swan events between now and the election. The day before that happened, someone said, what do you think? Everyone's always trying to predict the future. I said, listen, all bets are off. Something crazy is going to happen. We don't know what it is. So I think what's going to happen is more crazy things, black swan events. At least two of them will happen before election day that will throw everything into a state of flux.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
I want you to go back into black swans, because I totally agree with you. The globalists are in full panic mode. They failed to kill Trump. I think the evidence is overwhelming. There's a stand down. I don't know if you guys are doing any investigations into that. If so, let us know. As soon as you're about to break it, we want to push it hard. But in the few minutes we have left, go back in and flesh that out, because I really respect your analysis and your sources. You're saying multiple black swan events in the next 90-something days. Give us some of your ideas and what they may be planning.
Thank you, Alex. And I appreciate your audience, because we have a lot of sources that come to us at OMG. And we've had Secret Service agents come to us, Border Patrol agents, FBI agents. And all these people are kind of on the precipice of blowing the whistle. And they're rightfully afraid, because they're going to give up their livelihood, their pension, if they say the thing that they know, but they don't want to say. So Black Swan event just means I forgot the name of the book that was originally quoted as talking about that. But in politics, everyone wants to predict the future. And my point is that all bets are off. The day before Trump was assassinated, I was having dinner with a guy in L.A., and he asked me what I think is going to happen. I said, there's going to be a black swan event. It's going to throw the whole thing into a state of flux. And literally in the next week or two, Trump was shot and Biden dropped off. So I think you're going to have two more things like that happen between now and November. And I don't know what they are. It could be some war. It could be a famine. It could be someone gets killed. But you're going to see that happen, and that's going to throw everything into a state of flux. Therefore, all bets are off. And the second part of that is whistleblowers. I am telling you, there is an explosion of people right now on the inside. And I know that because they message me and they trust me. But I have to figure out a way to give them life after whistleblowing. And I'm working on it, whether that's some type of lump payment. There's an employee network of people that hire them. We've got to figure out a way to protect and nurture the people who are Secret Service agents, FBI agents,
CIA agents.
Yeah. We got to figure that out, because I'm telling you, there's something happening on the inside of these institutions. People have a conscience. They want to do the right thing, but they're going to get their lives destroyed for saying the truth. So that's what I'm currently working on.
Well, I would tell them this. Look at the political climate. Keeping your head down, covering your asses. We're going to lose civilization. We're going to have nuclear war. We're going to have a totally collapsed country. So it's gotten so dangerous now. They've got to do what I've done, what you've done. I've been on your show before, and you talk about the fact that we put our lives on the line here. We're totally committed, and that's the attitude people have to have. And if society just gets that attitude again, then we can turn this around.
Yeah, and I was in Capitol Hill yesterday meeting with various lawmakers to figure out what the congressional protections are. The challenge is there aren't a lot of legislative protections. It's really more media. So, OMG O'Keefe Media, we do the swiper thing. You can go out, get paid to do stories. And I have Citizen Journalism Foundation, which is now tax deductible, by the way. Thank God the IRS gave me that. And we're going to start giving grants out to whistleblowers if they blow the whistle. If you're watching this program, and I know that you have a great audience, some really good, faithful people, God-fearing people, and you work for one of these institutions, you can message us And we will talk to you. We have a whole room of people right now responding to people, particularly Act Blue. Alex is another thing.
Yeah, give us 60 seconds. People follow that, but people that don't know about Act Blue, you've caught them red-handed. Looks like laundering money.
FEC money, FEC data shows that people who can't afford to are giving hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of times. So it appears to be a money laundering scheme. We believe the money is coming from Europe or Asia and through Stripe. And we're trying to get to the bottom of this. And we have an explosion of people, including at least one insider inside Act Blue. We have a mole inside Act Blue that told me where their conference is, the names of their employees. So I'm just saying that it's 10 to 100 times what it was a year or two ago. These explosion of people on the inside, we got to nurture that. That's the future. It's going to require sacrifice. I get we're a world of people pursuing their own self-interest, but we got to find people who are willing to make sacrifices and be heroic and show people what's going on. That's probably the biggest story of the election right there, money laundering through Act Blue. We will get to the bottom of it.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next 49 minutes, excuse me, before the Great War Room begins at 3 p.m. Central, hosted by the great Owen Schroyer himself, who's been doing an outstanding job. So in breaking news, we've seen that Kamala Harris has begun doing her rallies. They seem to be well attended, though much of the attendance seems to be because she's having celebrities perform before her rally. So when Trump hosts a rally, he is the celebrity that people show up to see. And when Kamala Harris hosts a rally, similar to how Joe Biden ran his campaign in 2020, they have to lean on celebrities to perform in order to get the crowd to show up. And then the crowds begin to dissipate after the celebrities are done performing. I actually want to start off here with clip number 9. Sav did a great job covering what was happening at this rally. Now, granted, it was very well attended. There were a lot of people who stayed, and we should never underestimate the power and the audacity of Kamala Harris. Regardless of how bad Kamala Harris is, just the fact that she can put a sentence together, in my opinion, makes her a greater threat to President Trump's campaign than Joe Biden was. And you can see that the Democrats are experiencing a major sigh of relief now that Joe Biden is no longer their candidate. Let's go ahead and run clip number 9.
Hey guys, this is Savannah reporting to you from inside of Kamala Harris's rally, which just wrapped up. Now, you guys saw all of the footage, and there was actually a lot of energy for her in the building. Almost every single seat was filled, not every single one. But many people are questioning, well, were they here to see Kamala, or were they here because Quavo, Meg Thee Stallion were here, and it was essentially a giant concert? And I'm going to be honest, guys. People started leaving about 15 minutes after she started speaking, which was kind of notable to me because, you know, this is her first presidential rally in Georgia. And so I thought people would have wanted to listen to her. And then also, she really only spoke for about 30 minutes, I would say. So it was a very, very short speech, but people couldn't make it through it. I kept seeing streams of people continuously leave, and I was like, well, you know, maybe it's the one-off person. But then I started seeing people leave from every single level, and I was like, okay, I mean, maybe there is a little bit of truth to people having come here to see the performances. I don't know how many were here just for Kamala. However, that being said, there was a lot of energy, and you guys saw the clips, the performances. There's a lot going on here in Georgia for Kamala, so just my update.
So it really is bizarre when you just take a step back and look at what's happened with Kamala Harris over the course of the last basically several years, but especially in the last couple of weeks, because before she was officially the candidate for president of the United States being run by the Democratic Party, before she acquired through this coup all of these delegates needed in order to secure the nomination of the Democratic Party, she was basically ignored by both the left and the right. Everybody understood that she was cackling Kamala, that she was going to be responsible for a depopulation Kamala cost, that she was totally incompetent and basically became one of the most powerful people in the United States of America on her knees. Everybody understood that. But now that we've got tech censorship coming in and Google changing its algorithms and social media platforms changing their algorithms, we see this sudden switch, and I'm going to run clip 18 here in a second. We see this sudden switch in sentiment regarding Kamala Harris. Now everybody's acting just on a dime as if they've always loved Kamala. She's always been great. She's always been so competent. She's the best thing that ever happened to democracy itself. It's very bizarre to see to what degree people really are non-player characters. They allow themselves to experience that cognitive dissonance. So we'll run clip 18 in a minute, but before we do that, I do want to give you some clips of Kamala Harris speaking at various rallies and events over the course of the last couple of days, just so you can listen to the audacity this woman has in terms of lies. Let's go ahead and run clip number one, please.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, has been talking a big game about securing our border, but he does not walk the walk. Or as my friend Quavo would say, he does not walk it like he talks it.
Yeah, well, there you have it, folks. Let's run clip number two and see her challenging price gouging.
On day one, I will take on price gouging and bring down
Why haven't
costs.
You done it yet? You've been in this administration for 4 years. Why are you doing it on day one of your administration instead of taking care of it right now? Ridiculous.
We will ban more of those hidden fees and surprise late charges that banks and other companies use to pad their profits. We will take on corporate landlords and cap unfair rent increases. And we will take on Big Pharma to cap prescription drug costs for all Americans. Our plan will lower costs and save many middle-class families thousands of dollars a year. But Donald Trump has a different plan in mind, one that would raise prices on middle-class families. So in this campaign, I will proudly put my record against his any day of the week. Any day of the week. Including, for example, on the issue of immigration.
On the border, the choice is simple. Kamala Harris supports increasing the number of Border Patrol agents.
And then after denying, of course, that she was the border czar, she runs an ad like this saying that she's better at the border than Donald Trump. Who in their right mind possibly believes this?
Donald Trump blocked funding for technology to block fentanyl from entering the country. Kamala Harris supports spending more money to stop human traffickers. Donald Trump blocked money to stop human traffickers. Kamala Harris prosecuted transnational gang members and got them sentenced to prison. Trump is trying to avoid being sentenced to prison. There's two choices in this election. The one who will fix our broken immigration system.
So she admits the immigration system is broken under her administration. Absolutely insane. Now, people have criticized Trump saying that he's too scared to debate Kamala Harris. First of all, she's not officially the candidate yet, so why would he waste his time? I'm sure that he would agree to debate her after the convention, or whoever the candidate is after the convention. There is going to be a presidential debate, I'm sure, before November 5th. But he was asked this question in clip number 16. He responds to the notion of or the accusation that he is too afraid, or why is it, or he's, when he's questioned as to whether or not he should debate or will debate or why he won't debate Kamala Harris, he responds right here in clip 16.
Why not debate her?
Well, wait. But because they already know everything. She wants to defund our police. She wants no bail. She wants no cash. You kill somebody and we're going to release you immediately. They call it cashless. By the way, this has been a horrible thing for our country. This has been what I just said. But we know where she is. She wants high taxes.
Well, they're going to say you're afraid of debating her. That's what they're going to say.
Well, they said that with Biden, too. You know, I was afraid. I did great with Biden, and I did great in every debate. I've had a lot of debates.
But you're winning on like all it. The issues,
but, you
right?
know, I'm leading in the polls by, I think, a lot. I don't know. I hear different numbers. But I'm leading in all of the polls. I'm leading big in all of
the
states.
Then they have the audacity to say that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, even though Kamala Harris has positioned herself politically to be the nominee for the Democratic Party without earning a single primary vote from the Democratic voters. They did the same thing, a very similar thing back in 2016. If you remember, there were so many Bernie supporters that felt so disenfranchised with the Democratic Party, so cheated by the Democratic Party after they stole the primary from him in a very questionable way in favor of Hillary Clinton, who's like the female face of the CIA and the moral equivalent of the CIA, basically, at this point, that these Bernie Sanders supporters voted for Trump. Now they've stolen this primary away from the entire Democratic Party because absolutely no one voted for Kamala Harris to be the candidate for president of the United States for the Democratic Party. So it wasn't like before where at least, you know, about half or a large percentage of the Democrats actually did support Hillary. So when it was stolen, there was still a substantial amount of their base that had voted for her in the primary. This time it's absolutely nil. So what do you think is going to happen? Well, I think they're going to vote for the populist candidate. I think many people are very frustrated with this coup that took place. So while they accuse Donald Trump of being a threat to democracy, they literally sabotage, subvert, and use Machiavellian utilitarian tactics against democracy every single step of the way while they smile at you and pretend that they love the democratic process and they want the people to be represented so badly. This is clip number 5.
I'm the opposite of a threat to democracy. They're a threat to democracy. I mean, look at what they just did. They just took over the presidency from a president. This was a coup. Biden is a very angry man right now. You know that. They took the presidency away. His wife didn't want it to happen. They took the presidency away like he was a child.
Who's making the decisions right now in the White House, do you think?
A group of people that are fascists, communists, Marxists. They circle the beautiful Resolute desk in the Oval Office, in the Justice Department. I mean, I always felt that Merrick Garland, I had respect for him. You know, there were some people that thought I should appoint him. I really gave it serious thought.
He had a good reputation.
But in the end, no, he did. I had a lot of respect for him. I'm so surprised that he's doing it.
But you're saying Biden,
you know, I think Joe Rogan and Michael Malice really summed it up best in this clip. So we'll just cut right to it, and then we'll move on to more news. Clip number 18.
It all bothers me, the fragility of the human mind. You know, that we're – so everybody – forever was like Kamala Harris is the worst vice president. She's the least popular vice president of all time. And then in a moment in time, all of a sudden she's our solution. She's our hero. Everybody's with her. All these social media posts about her. Try Googling a negative story on her. You won't find one.
So
ta-da!
Okay, you've got me started, Officer Harris. So they've been doing this live for years. So in 2019, our pal Tulsi absolutely nuked her in that second debate. And
right.
If you looked at charts at the time, she's kind of Officer Harris is like doing okay. First debate, she comes out, Joe Biden, you're a racist. The Democrats were looking for an alternative to Bernie Sanders that wasn't Biden. She starts going up in the polls, right? Second debate comes out. Tulsi, being a good Hawaiian, knows how to roast the pig. Just completely slams her. Not only that, she has no counterpunch. She goes on Anderson Cooper and she's like, well, I'm a top-tier candidate, so of course people are going to take shots at me. That's her answer. She immediately starts going down in the polls. It's that day. You can see it on the chart I have on my Twitter. All the articles at the time that did an autopsy on Kamala Harris's failed campaign didn't mention Tulsi once.
Yeah.
It was BBC, LA Times, Reuters, New Yorker. A guy from the Washington Post just did a piece looking back on her campaign, didn't mention Tulsi either.
Isn't that wild?
They completely pretend it didn't happen.
Well, it just shows you that what they're looking for is not what they say they're looking for.
Yes.
Because she is a strong woman. She is a person who served overseas twice in a medical unit. So she got to see people blown up by the war. She is. She was a congresswoman for 8 years.
Yeah.
She is a person of color. She's everything you want. All those things you want,
but
and yet you don't want her.
Because she's not for war.
Yes. Well, she's also just not willing to play ball. There's a game that's being played. And if you're like, hey, you're not supposed to move the ball. Like, oh, look at this over here. Like, get out of here. You're going to f*** up our game. It's not real
and
democracy.
The fact of the matter is, folks, not even her former staffers like her. Former staffers have described her as a workplace bully prone to angry tirades. I think that this is something that can be easily interpreted as true just based off of her appearance and demeanor and the way that she acts. She's obviously a cackling, irrational, erratic woman. And if none of her staffers liked her, if none of America likes her, and we have this big tech censorship just working to silence any of this naysaying against her, it begs the question, does anybody actually support her? Are any of these polls accurate whatsoever? Now, we shouldn't underestimate her because people do show up to her rallies, and they will continue to show up to her rallies as the machine pumps money into her brand and her campaign and her lies about her accomplishments and how great she always has been. We should not underestimate her, but the fact of the matter is this is a very vulnerable candidate. This is a weak candidate for the Democrats, and if we play our cards right and we play with focus and intentionality, then we should be able to defeat this person without any problem on November 5th. Now, I suspect that she might not even be the candidate. She may lose all of her support by the time the convention rolls around. I still do believe that she is going to be the president of the United States before January. I think that Joe Biden is going to resign as the president of the United States if he doesn't die. And I think that we are going to see Kamala Harris as president, but I don't think that we're going to see her win this election, but we have to stay focused if we want to. And speaking of mainstream media cover-ups, we've seen countless reports this week of Google censoring Donald Trump search results, Gemini and other AI platforms refusing to answer questions about the assassination, different images on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram of Donald Trump's assassination being blocked or removed or flagged as false, even though they were the original image, not altered whatsoever. They've since apologized for this and feigned regret. But now we see this clip in 20 here of the shooter running across the roof. All of this, you can just run it as B-roll, all of this in the context of this new cover-up report. Now, Jamie White is one of the best writers here. He does such a fantastic job. Secret Service rejects FOIA requests for any records about assassination attempt on President Trump. Well, there you have it, folks. The Secret Service is not allowing the Freedom of Information Act to run its course. They are keeping everything secret about what happened to Donald Trump because it would be very politically damaging to them and the leftist deep state and the globalist New World Order political agenda if the people were actually given accurate information as to what happened on that day. When you assassinate someone or attempt to assassinate someone, of course you're not going to release all the documents you have or information or data that you have to the public when it's requested through a legal democratic process. But let's look here in clip number 13. This is the FBI responding again to questions of whether or not Donald Trump was actually struck by a bullet. 13.
You are the deputy director of the FBI, is that correct?
Yes, Senator.
Is there any doubt in your mind or in the collective mind of the FBI that President Trump was shot in the ear by a bullet fired by the assassin crooks?
Senator, there is absolutely no doubt in the FBI's mind, former President Trump was hit with a bullet and wounded in the ear. No doubt there never has been.
Okay.
I've been part of this investigation since the very beginning, and that has never been raised.
You're sure?
Yes.
It wasn't a space laser?
No.
It wasn't a murder hornet?
Absolutely not.
It wasn't Sasquatch?
No, Senator.
It was a bullet.
It was a bullet, Senator. 100%.
Fired by crooks.
Now, I believe it was earlier this week that Christopher Wray suggested it could have been shrapnel. Maybe it wasn't a bullet. So does this mean that Christopher Wray had perjured himself, had lied before Congress when he was answering questions about this? The inconsistencies indicate some sort of a schism within the intelligence community itself, some sort of a schism within the Secret Service itself. Our whole nation's in shambles. The White House is in shambles. We have to take this country back, folks. Stay tuned for more news on the other side.
A lot of people have been asking me how they support InfoWars in this critical fight. And it's simple. Support our sponsors. And we brought you something really special that's a limited edition. It is a campaign coin. You've seen campaign coins from different wars, Vietnam, World War II, you name it. Some wars were just, some wars were bad. But still, we've supported the troops and their memento of the campaign they've been through. Well, we're working with one of the top companies in America that is supporting so many great conservative talk show hosts like the Hodge Twins and so many others who come up with so many of these beautiful coins. And this one is the Hold the Line coin. It is a limited edition. And this campaign coin is only $30. We get an additional 10% off with promo code Alex at holdtheline.com. 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 It's got the Liberty Bell. It says fight for freedom with other inscriptions. On the reverse side, it's got key quotes from the Bill of Rights, from true Americana history. This is a piece of history that funds the InfoWar. So this is a limited edition for InfoWars. If you want to support the broadcast, get the Hold the Line coin right now at HoldTheLine.com. This is how you show the globalists that you're a patriot and you stood up for America and you help hold the line, the most critical point in the info war. Go to HoldTheLine.com and get 10% off with the promo code Alex. It's an amazing limited edition coin. I'm firing the bat signal like Colonel Travis the Alamo. Victory or death, we need your support. It's a piece of history. You get a big discount with promo code Alex. Now go to HoldTheLine.com right now and get the coin, HoldTheLine.com. Want to keep us on air? Get a piece of history? Take action now. HoldTheLine.com.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic vocal fry cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs Nitric Boost. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the Nano Silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to look you in the eyes, and I'm going to tell you the future. It's an American story, and that's why Americans are going to love it. People are going to build you up. God, are they going to? Because when you're great and new, we love you. Man, we'll build you into something that doesn't. But you know what? Once they've built you as high as they possibly can, they're gonna tear you back down. It's the most predictable pattern. We build you into something that doesn't exist, and that means you have to try to be that thing. All day, every day. That's how it works. And we do it again, and again, and again. And I'm gonna tell you the truth. You're gonna be attacked, betrayed, exposed, and humiliated. And you'll survive that. A lot of people can climb that mountain. It's the way down that breaks them. Because that's the moment when you are truly alone. And what will you do then? Can you summon the will to fight on through all the pain and rise again? That will be the defining question of your life. And I think you already know the answer. And that's why we're all here. A shoe is just a shoe. Until somebody steps into it, then it has meaning. The rest of us just want a chance to touch that greatness. And we need you in these shoes, not so you have meaning in your life, but so that we have meaning in ours. Everyone will be forgotten as soon as our time here is up. Except for you. You're going to be remembered forever. Because some things are eternal. And your story is going to make us fight and never give up.
So while Americans are choosing between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump, we've seen evidence after evidence after evidence that Donald Trump is basically, in the eyes of all other nations, more the president of the United States now than even Joe Biden. When you have President Trump meeting with world leaders, calling world leaders, this is something they used to criticize him for doing years ago when they were trying to uphold the lie that Joe Biden was acting as president. But now they can't even really respond in that way with criticism, because after all, who is doing the job? I mean, for a long time, people discussed, was it Barack Obama who was actually acting as president of the United States? Was it a committee? Was it the deep state? Was it staffers and interns who were running the White House? And I think after the debate on June 27th, it became abundantly clear that the answer to the question as to who was running the White House is no one is running the White House. I mean, there was a coup against Joe Biden. His own family did not want him to withdraw. He didn't want to withdraw. He was forced out because they threatened him with the 25th Amendment. And now he's not even running the country. This is clip number 22 of Karine Jean-Pierre responding to questions about recent dramatic changes in Joe Biden's work schedule.
Just following up on Sung Min's question, could you sort of give us an idea of how much the president's schedule has changed since the ticket changed? Because if you look at what we look at, the big event on Tuesday was a phone call. The big event today is a lunch. Tomorrow, we don't know what he's doing. Friday, he heads to Delaware. Yeah. It lends itself to the appearance that he's done governing.
No, he's not done governing at all. I think that appearance would be false. It would be a misled appearance. I understand the question. What I will say, we were in Austin on Monday. We were obviously in Texas. We went to Austin, went to Houston. He went to pay his respect to the late Congresswoman. He went to Austin to make a very important announcement, as we went back and forth on this yesterday on SCOTUS reform, which is something that majority of Americans want to see. We got back. We landed on Marine One on the South Lawn at 1 o'clock in the morning, took some questions. That was something that he wanted to do. Took a couple of questions from press. We were out for about 12 hours. He continues to meet with his team today. And as I said, you will see him later this week. You will hear from him directly later this week.
Yeah, meet with his team of doctors.
And I think, again, I'm going to throw Matt Visor here into the conversation. We are recalibrating. I mean, that is very true. I mean, there is a change in just him stepping down for re-election. He's still very much the president. And we're trying to figure out what the next 6 months are going to look like. But we are committed. The president is steadfast on continuing to build on the unprecedented record that he has had with the vice president over the last 3.5 years. That doesn't change. But just give us a beat, and we certainly will be out there. And the president does want to continue to speak directly to the American people. You will see him.
Now, the whole world is falling apart while Joe Biden fails to fulfill the duties of the office of the president of the United States. And it was failing while he was allegedly performing those duties. It's been failing basically ever since the COVID pandemic was launched. That was the beginning of the falling apart of the world. And then it was a nail in the coffin when they stole the election from Donald Trump. And it's been a disaster over the course of the last 3 years. Now we have Kiev Mayor Klitschko, saying that Zelensky is likely to agree to territorial compromises with Russia. So they're ready to surrender. They want to negotiate the terms of surrender. This is all happening while the leader of Hamas was assassinated in Tehran. Now we have reports coming out that Iran has made orders to its armed forces to be ready for a direct strike on Israel. When we were thinking that Erdogan or others were going to perform some sort of an invasion, it seems like World War III is actually ramping up. The only de-escalation I see is that the mayor of Kiev is admitting that Zelensky's ready to surrender, which would be a good thing. It would be a de-escalation of an unnecessary war that cannot be won by anyone except for Russia. It's just a matter of time. But here we are in clip number 23 watching Attorney General Merrick Garland say that they have intelligence that Iran is planning to assassinate President Trump. This is clip 23.
Garland telling us more about the Iranian threat against Mr. Trump and other former U.S. officials.
Our intelligence community has made clear that we believe that the Iranians are attempting to kill or injure former high government officials. This is an ongoing issue. We have ongoing investigations.
You don't think we've seen the end?
I don't think we've seen the end.
And we know that there are clips that go all the way back to 2001, where our own military industrial complex, our own deep state, has been wanting to go to war with Iran for decades. They've been planning war with Iran for decades. They understand that Iran is an existential threat to Israel. And they make the claim that Iran is responsible for funding terrorism in the region. And it probably is responsible for funding terrorism in the region because it hates Israel and it hates the United States and it hates the fact that the United States has the global reserve currency, which we abuse to impose sanctions on countries like China and Russia and Iran, where they aren't even able to access their own money. As soon as they convert this money to dollars after they trade oil, which they're required to do in dollar denominations, then we freeze these bank accounts wherever they are all over the world, as long as they are in dollars, and we withhold money. And this has created a level of bitterness that has catalyzed their desire to fund terrorism, to do things like work out subversive deals with various nations in Africa that have access to uranium and through a black market will secretly and illegally trade with these countries to get the uranium to develop a nuclear weapon. Frankly, I think that Iran and Israel both have nuclear weapons and have for years. It's always Netanyahu claiming that Iran is 2 weeks away from a nuclear weapon. They have one already. And now they're claiming that they're going to strike Israel. It's bizarre to me that this is happening all in the context of our own deep state, our own military industrial complex coming out and saying that Iran was really the one that wanted to assassinate Donald Trump, that Iran is plotting to assassinate Donald Trump when we know it was our own deep state with all the cell phone data, with all the mystery and secrecy and inconsistencies around the narrative of what happened on July 13th, 2024. It was truly everything that they said January 6th was. It was an insurrection, a coup, an attempt to kill political leaders in the name of a political end. And now they want war with Iran, Iran which is backed by China, Iran which is backed by Russia, all while Russia's in this war and China has its eyes on Taiwan. This is an escalation that is happening right before our eyes because the whole world now realizes, all of the leaders of the world, all of the intelligence agencies of the world realize that not only is Joe Biden in cognitive decline, not only is Joe Biden incapable of running the White House, but now it is abundantly clear that Joe Biden has no support among the party, among leaders in any way, shape, or form. He's not running things at all. He's got no command, no presence, no actual control. All of the political leverage within his own party, his own administration, is actually against him and forced him out. He's not even doing the job anymore. This is when enemies of the United States act, when they know that we are weak, when we know that our leadership is divided, when they know that we are distracted. And so I am very concerned that this recent development with Iran could lead to the escalation of World War III. I know Jim Morrison famously said the future is uncertain and the end is always near. And we can talk about World War III for years and decades and martial law. We can talk about it for years and decades. But just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that these predictions aren't inevitable or not true. The hardest thing about making a prediction is not predicting what will happen. The hardest thing about making a prediction is predicting when it will happen. But it seems like all the variables are in place for this to happen sooner than later. So I'm very terrified of this. But as the leftists say that Donald Trump is a racist, as they say that Kamala Harris is an African American, as they say that J.D. Vance is weird and that they are not the party that is weird, we have clips like clip number 14 here. This is just an example of someone who I'm almost positive, though this person does not state this in the video, I'm almost positive this person is not voting for Donald Trump. So you tell me after seeing this clip, which candidate, which party is the party of weird?
I am a woman, and I use the women's restroom, and I guarantee you, not one of you will stop me. And if you got a problem with it, use a different bathroom. That's all I'm going to say. I am a woman, and I am allowed to use the women's restroom.
Now, all in the context of Donald Trump being accused of being too afraid to debate Kamala Harris. And keep in mind, that's what they said about his debate with Joe Biden, that he was too afraid to do it. And he did it, and he agreed to all of their outrageous terms for this debate on June 27th because he knew all he had to do was keep his mouth shut and Joe Biden would walk himself into a late grave. But now we have him going to speak at the National Association of Black Journalists. So answer me this question. How is it that one could make the claim that Donald Trump is too afraid to debate Kamala Harris, all while he is speaking to the National Association of Black Journalists? I mean, that's a very unfriendly environment. These people are, I assume, smart, certainly smarter than Kamala Harris. They're going to ask tough questions. They're not on his side. This is not a T-ball, a toss-up, some easy press conference, press release, press spot where he can tout his brilliant answers to their friendly questions. He knows that this is a lion's den, that they're going to come after him immediately. And they did, but he does it anyway. So the reason he's not debating Kamala Harris yet is because, first of all, she's not the candidate. Second of all, everybody knows what she has to say, what he has to say. So it is truly a waste of time. He even mentioned that the debate on June 27th was a total waste of time and they should be fighting for the American people instead of wasting everyone's time on national television for a couple of hours. But here he is in clip number 19, responding to the very first question out of the gate from the National Association of Black Journalists.
You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists, calling them a loser, saying the questions that they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you, why should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, a first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you? Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network. And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit, I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country.
Some of your own supporters, including Republicans on Capitol Hill, have labeled Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the first black and Asian American woman to serve as vice president and be on a major party ticket, as a DEI hire. Is that acceptable language to you? And will you tell those Republicans and those supporters to stop it?
How do you define DEI? Go ahead. How do you define
diversity, equity, inclusion?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Is that what your definition?
Give me a
definition
then.
Would you give me a definition of that? Give me a definition.
Sir, I'm asking you a question.
No, you have to
define
it. Define it for me, if you will.
I just defined it, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much, and she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn black, and now she wants to be known as black. So I don't know, is she Indian or is she black?
She has always identified as a black woman.
I respect
she went to a historically black college.
I respect either one, but she obviously
doesn't. No, absolutely hysterical there. Great response. That journalist was lying and refusing to define DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. She says what the words stand for. She answered what the acronym was, but she doesn't define what it means in terms of policy and implications, which is what Trump was obviously asking for. And the fact of the matter is, it's true. Kamala Harris, I believe, is descended from an Indian and a Jamaican. She is not African American. She is half Indian at least, and then half black, I believe. But she is shifting and acting like she is black, like the black community in the United States, saying things in her promotions like, we out here on these streets, they not like us. Listen, lady, you've been talking about how you were Indian for years and years and years and years. And now all of a sudden, because it's convenient, because of policies like diversity, equity, and inclusion, because of the influence of Marxism on our higher education institutions and our culture and our businesses, where everyone who feels like maybe these DEI policies are actually harmful and not helpful and more racist is too scared to say anything about it, she is leveraging that and trying to morph in to this identity in the context of identity politics because she knows that it's politically expedient. She is exploiting race for a political gain, which is racist, and that is exactly the type of manifestation one would expect who has paid any attention to what DEI is and has become. But we still have the likes of Mike Pence in clip number 17 coming out and making statements against Donald Trump, defending himself against Donald Trump. How is it that anyone who is on the right, who is actually a patriot of this country, who loves this Constitution, would attack Donald Trump when we know that the alternative is leftist globalist socialism on the highest levels by the most corrupt and evil people our nation has ever seen? This is clip number 17.
American people to know that I had no right to overturn the election. And then on that day, President Trump asked me to put him over the Constitution. But I chose the Constitution, and I always will. Anyone who puts themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States. And anyone who asks someone else to put themselves over the Constitution should never be president of the United States again. But what the president maintained that day, and frankly has said over and over again over the last 2.5 years, is completely false. I dismissed it out of hand, but sadly, the president was surrounded by a group of crackpot lawyers that kept telling him what his itching ears wanted to hear.
So you have Mike Pence, for no reason whatsoever, just relentlessly attacking Trump, I guess just to save his own reputation, because now everybody in the Republican Party absolutely hates him. Everyone who isn't a rhino or a neocon absolutely hates Mike Pence, and he's probably bitter about that fact. And even if he believed what he said, is this actually the right approach, the right strategy, what's healthiest for our nation to come after and attack Donald Trump, who's just been the victim of an assassination attempt, who's obviously a more honest person than Kamala Harris or Joe Biden, who is actually the one who has taken a bullet for democracy while Kamala Harris has been appointed the Democratic nominee for president of the United States with zero votes from the Democratic voters or party whatsoever? Is Mike Pence actually doing anything good for America? Because this next clip here of J.D. Vance, clip number 3, despite the left calling him weird, trying to brand him as weird, trying to lie about what's in his book, saying that he had sex with a couch when he didn't, and then failing to adequately retract that statement. It was too late by the time they admitted it wasn't real. This is the type of ticket, the type of mentality that Mike Pence and these leftists are fighting against. These are the type of people and philosophies that the leftists feel like they have to lie about so they can't win. Now, does this sound so bad to you? This is clip number 3. It sounded pretty good to me.
My friends, I want the American dream as a goal for our children and for our grandchildren. You never hear people talk about the American dream anymore. 4 years ago, you did, because things were going well. And it's just as Donald Trump brought it back when he ran for president before and served as president, he's going to bring it back. We just got to send him to the White House, right? So let's talk a little bit about what we believe in the Republican Party. We believe that a million cheap knockoff toasters aren't worth the price of a single American manufacturing job. We believe in rebuilding American factories and rebuilding the American dream, and we're going to stamp more and more products with that beautiful label, Made in the USA. Now,
so he's got support, folks. He's not weird. He's very rational. He's walked back and reversed and changed from all the claims or statements that he made that were negative toward President Trump years and years and years ago. There were a lot of people that had questions about Donald Trump. Half the party voted for Ted Cruz in 2016, nearly half the party. And so it's not unreasonable to see politicians change. There's a difference between changing one's perspective and evolving one's perspective and then just flip-flopping on every single issue like the Democrats do. I trust J.D. Vance. I'm going to give him a chance. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think he is directly in line with the wants, interests, and needs of the American people. I think he has his finger on the pulse. He knows what it's like to grow up poor. He knows what it's like to work your way to the top. Literally, with nothing, getting into an Ivy League education, getting into politics, making it onto this ticket. This is somebody who has not had a life of privilege, despite what the leftists may try to say or lie to you about him. This is somebody who I believe is a great choice. I think he's going to help with the Rust Belt vote, and we're going to see who Kamala chooses to run against him. But why is it that the Democrats, the globalists, the New World Order, whether they're neocons like Mike Pence or Karl Rove, or they're the leftists like Kamala Harris and the Obamas and the Clintons and these globalists like Klaus Schwab and others, why is it that they hate statements like that, that they hate perspectives like that, that they hate claims and efforts made to create a renaissance, a rebirth of the American dream? Because it's true, folks, the American dream by definition is this idea that you can have your own house and your own family and own it, and then you've made it. And that has quickly gone away under the Joe Biden administration, where we've seen inflation rampant. They keep claiming that it's lower than it's been in 50 years. It's like, oh my gosh, if it's the lowest it's been your entire administration now, that means it's been worse the whole time? Nobody can afford to make a down payment on a house. Nobody can afford to make the mortgage payments on a house now with these rates as high as they are, while we fund war after war in nation after nation, all while members of our intelligence community and our military are saying that robots could make up a third of the U.S. military by 2039. And now we know that the White House is influencing, enforcing, and encouraging and blackmailing big tech companies like Meta and Google and others into mass censorship. While national security is breached after hackers break into most sensitive U.S. government files, all while our own government will not respond to any FOIA requests about the assassination attempt at Donald Trump. I mean, we have a situation now where the enemies of the United States know more because of their hackers about what our government does than our people know about what our government does, because they're more carefully protecting their secrets from the eyes and ears of the American people than from the enemies of the United States, as political campaigns and lobbyists conspire together to regulate artificial intelligence so that it can only be in the hands of a few major corporations and big government entities to ensure that no decentralization of this technology takes place so they can control every aspect of it. Folks, we are coming up on the end of the show today. We've got 1 minute left before a short break, and you are joined by Owen Schroyer hosting The War Room at 3 o'clock Central Time. He's been doing an outstanding job lately. I highly recommend you stay tuned or tune in now for The War Room hosted by Owen Schroyer. And in the meantime, please open up a new tab and visit drjonesnaturals.com. That's drjonesnaturals.com. I highly recommend that you get Next Level Foundational Energy, which is almost sold out, I'm told. Alex is like, hey, it's almost sold out. It's going to go pretty quick, so please get this as soon as possible. This is one of my favorite products, this and our BrainForce Plus or BrainForce Ultra at InfoWarsStore.com. But Next Level Foundational Energy will light you up like a Christmas tree. And we know that in this InfoWar that we're in, when the New World Order, the globalists, the political class are constantly attacking us on every level, whether they're attacking our Second Amendment rights, our freedom of speech, whether they're attacking InfoWars, our families directly, or Alex Jones directly, we know it's more important now than ever that we have as much energy as possible. So get Next Level Foundational Energy to combat these evil New World Order globalists. And it's not just going to help you have more energy, folks. It's going to keep us on the air when America needs InfoWars more than ever.
There are a lot of amazing green drinks out there, and the amount of evidence is just massive of how good they are for our whole bodies, but especially our guts, our immune systems, our vitality. It's so important, but not all of them are made equal. I couldn't operate in the last 10 years without my morning green drink. And I'm telling you, folks, when I started trying this product just about 6 months ago, it was game-changing. It was so much more powerful than any of the products I'd used before. Optimal Human is hands down the best concentrated green drink out there on the market, and we're so excited to be partnering with them to bring it to you discounted with 25% off when you follow this particular link. And it's so simple. You go to optimalhuman.com/Alex, and by just going to that link, no promo code has to be put in, nothing, you get 25% off right off the top by going there. Now, it would take me 20 minutes to tell you everything about this amazing product, but you need to go read about it for yourself. And this is what I call a total 360 win. It's the highest quality, it's a great price, and it supports the InfoWar. OptimalHuman.com/Alex, 25% off right off the top, and it funds the InfoWar and empowers your body your stamina, your energy, your health. For yourself and your family, I hope you try Optimal Human now by going to optimalhuman.com/Alex and supporting the InfoWar. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric, or whether it's natural sleep aid, or whether it's saw palmetto, with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.